The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering opening up hunting on trumpeter swans. In 1936, T.S. Roberts wrote that the days of the trumpeter swan as a bird of Minnesota have long since passed. His research indicated that trumpeters had formerly been found throughout the grasslands and sparsely wooded regions of our state, but were hunted until they'd been wiped out in the state, quote, even in advance of the destruction of the passenger pigeon, buffalo, and antelope. The last breeding trumpeter swans in Minnesota were recorded in 1883. Roberts traced all specimens labeled as trumpeter swans taken in the early 1900s and sadly confirmed that every one of them was actually a tundra swan. According to the Minnesota Breeding Bird Atlas, by 1932, the population was on the verge of extirpation in the entire lower 48 states. Only 69 birds remained in and near Yellowstone National Park. When the Minnesota DNR non-game wildlife program began, reintroduction of the trumpeter swan was one of the projects that made the chickadee checkoff for donations so very successful. This exquisite bird that had been wiped out in the state by hunters in the first place is in jeopardy even today, and tragically, its problems are still due to hunting. According to the Minnesota DNR's Trumpeter Swan Restoration Project webpage, the main cause of mortality for trumpeters in the state is still from lead poisoning from swallowing lead shot and lead sinkers. Lead poisoning is especially prevalent during droughts, when low water levels have the birds dabbling through the muck in areas of lakes usually too deep for that, where lead shot still lurks on the bottom from long, long ago. When swallowed as grit, the swan's gizzards grind it down and send it straight into the bloodstream. Lead pellets remain on the ground or in the water like tiny time bombs. Indeed, some swan poisonings have occurred on lakes where no hunting has taken place in almost a century because ending the hunting does not magically make the shot already present disappear. The second biggest cause of swan mortality in Minnesota is from illegal shooting, sometimes by hunters mistaking the swans for other species, a serious hunter education issue, and sometimes intentionally by poachers and vandals. The DNR non-game wildlife program's funding via the chickadee checkoff on our state tax forms began in 1980. As one of the original projects funded by the DNR non-game wildlife program, people in the state of Minnesota have had almost 40 years to internalize that indeed swans are non-game wildlife here in our state, and many of us have donated to the chickadee checkoff specifically to help these splendid non-game birds. Now, as the federal government and the state consider opening a hunting season on swans, many of us who donated to the non-game wildlife program feel betrayed. Now that we're living in a world where the federal government talks about alternative facts, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that state and federal agencies would develop an alternative definition for the word non-game. But we've lost something important. Since the Migratory Bird Treaty Act was passed a century ago, we've had a large body of true conservationists made up of hunters and non-hunters both, with two groups of extremists, anti-hunters on one side, and on the other side, poachers and canned hunt advocates who hate limits and regulations. As some of the state's game species have become too rare to be easily hunted, the DNR seems now to be losing their focus on restoring those species in trouble and instead is forcing an ugly wedge between hunting and non-hunting conservationists like me, who have a long history of supporting and defending the tradition of hunting and its important role in conservation, whether or not we ourselves hunt. Were the cynics right? Has the non-game wildlife program been grabbing money from non-hunters to restore threatened species like sandhill cranes and wolves just so hunters could once again shoot them? If the trumpeter swan is designated a game species in the state, after all the money, time, and effort non-hunting individuals and wildlife rehabbers have put into restoring them and protecting them from the lead that hunters once spewed in wetlands and continue to spew in upland habitats, hunters will have squandered their reputation as conservationists. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.